At 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990, no matter what a blizzard does to us right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up right now, it's time for the Radio Obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks, and we even have one that falls into the months category tonight. But we'll get there soon enough. First, we want to thank everybody for their excellent participation in the Bee's Knees last week. It was a great time taking a look back at some of the music we enjoyed from the year 2021. Thanks all for participating and letting all those artists know how much we love them here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. But since we had the last 2 weeks with no obits, that means we've got a little bit of a backlog, as you might well imagine. So I thought we would go ahead and do an all obit show tonight and just scratch that little surface of obits to be had. As of the end of tonight's episode, we will have completed 106 radio obituaries in the 2022 radio obituary year. We will have declined 85, and we will still have 215 in the backlog. Yeah, we got a little work to do here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, so let us begin as soon as humanly possible. First, by reminding you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Sonny Turner, the American singer best known for replacing Tony Williams as the lead singer of the Platters when he joined the group in 1959 and brought new life into the group with the three hit singles I Love You 1,000 Times, With This Ring, and Washed Ashore, all in the mid-60s. He just passed away at 82. It's the initial radio obituary for Sonny Turner, right here. Oh, with one of those songs. Actually, there are two of those songs in this obit, but let's get to the first one right now in the initial radio obituary for Sonny Turner, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh, 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 oh smurmurante. Donde yo cuelgo mi hamaca, en noche medias de sueño.
Tengo miedo perderte otra vez. quiero tenerte muy cerca, mírame en tus ojos, verte junto a mí. Piensa que tal vez mañana yo ya estaré lejos, muy lejos de ti.
Bésame, bésame mucho. Como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho. Que tengo miedo perderte, perderte otra vez.
This joy is something new. My arms enfolding you. Never knew this thrill before. Who ever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering it's you I adore.
Bésame, bésame mucho. Como si fuera esta noche la última vez.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Melinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are in an all-radio obituary episode tonight as we move on to the post-initial radio obituary. This one's looking back into the last year a little bit because I just found out about it the other day. Don't know how I missed it, but this post-initial radio obituary is for Don Poynter. He was a novelty inventor. You might remember some of his inventions, including the talking toilet. It was a gizmo that could be concealed in a toilet. When someone sat down, a recorded voice would exclaim, "Move over, you're blocking the light," or something similar. He invented the Go-Go Girl dance mixer, which was a skimpily dressed glass-holding doll that rotated her pelvis to stir a cocktail. You might remember the little black box created in 1959. It was just a little box with a switch on top, and if you hit the switch, the box vibrated a bit, and then a hand would emerge and turn the switch off. That one achieved success a few years later after the Addams Family introduced the character known as Thing, who was just the hand, because Poynter struck a deal to market a variation of the box under that name, selling 14 million of those little boxes. He had an interesting life. He was a drum major, an entertainer at the Harlem Globetrotters games, a puppeteer, and a golf course developer. A Cincinnati native, he was also on WLW in Cincinnati as a voice radio actor, where he sometimes worked with Doris Day as a castmate. He founded Poynter Products in 1954 with his first big invention. It was a whiskey-flavored toothpaste. Don Poynter just passed away at 96. It's the post-initial radio obituary, featuring a song about one of his inventions that was recorded specifically for the release 7 Inches and Other Delights. You can find it over at love.bubblesinthethinktank.com if you don't have your own copy already. But it's a little something from Darling Pet Monkey for this post-initial radio obituary for Don Poynter right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
Radio obituary is for Barry Cryer, the English writer, comedian, and actor. He performed on stage, radio, and television, but he also wrote for many, many, many performers, including Dave Allen, Jack Benny, George Burns, David Frost, Bob Hope, Richard Pryor, Spike Milligan, and others. Back in 1957, he joined the London West End musical production of Espresso Bongo, during which he recorded the song Purple People Eater, best known in the version by Sheb Woolley. For contractual reasons, Woolley's version was never released in Scandinavia, but Cryer's was, and managed to reach number one in Finland. His big break came when he was spotted by David Frost when he was working at Danny LaRue's London nightclub. That led him to a writing role on the variety special A Degree of Frost. There, he got to work with John Cleese, Graham Chapman, and Marty Feldman on The Frost Report from 1966 through 1967. Barry Cryer just passed away at 86. It's the next Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hey, Eula! I never saw the moon so bright. Ooh, ain't she coming out tonight? Hey, Eula! Stirring through the tree ain't like the stir that's stirring me. Hey, Eula! Hey, Eula! Eula! Don't be a tease, you got a skin like peaches and whipping cream, a voice that gurgles like a mountain stream. Hey, Eula! Hey, Eula! Saw the moon so bright, I'm gonna whistle like a bird until I hear you say the word. Hey, Eula! Hey, Eula! Hey, Eula! Oh, ain't you coming out tonight? Hey, Eula! Hey, Eula! And whipping cream, a voice that gurgles like a mountain stream. Hey, Eula!
Hey, Eula!
Hey, Eula!
Hey, Eula!
Ooh, I never saw the moon so bright. I'm gonna hang around until you climb down from that windowsill. Hey, Eula!
Kind of lady who'd conquer any man. my little transistor eyes sweetheart, who comes all the way from Japan. When plugged in, she can also run the cooker and the fan. My little transistor eyes sweetheart, who comes all the way from Japan. When we have spaghetti for lunch, and this will shake you, I bet, she's contented to munch a Frank Sinatra cassette.
Ladies and gentlemen, at certain points in the following record, you will hear the sound of a cuckoo. But you know, don't panic. Remember, you are British.
My name is Bond, codename Brooke. I've joined the tea set. My mission, to wipe out folk music before it took over the world. The mastermind behind this fiendish conspiracy, one Bob, is English agent. Last seen wearing dirty jeans, an oily cap, and driving a Rolls Royce. I picked up my telescopic sighted missile carrying amplified guitar and reported for duty.
Hello, sweetie. Now you know what you've got to do, don't you, dear?
My boss, the man from Auntie. First I went to a seedy strip club where drinking and debauchery went on until dawn. It was nothing to do with the case, but you've got to relax now and again, haven't you? Suddenly, someone dropped a Joan Baez LP from a building. I jumped out of the way and fell down a manhole. I found myself in a cellar club, and there, sitting on a folk stool, that's the same as an ordinary stool, but the legs creaked protestingly, was... He leveled a mouth organ at me that was strapped around his neck.
This might go up, man, he hissed, you should see a teeth.
Suddenly, two fans seized me and strapped me to a folk table. Smiled and hit me across the face with a check for £500,000. I bounced. The check stayed exactly where it was. I screamed and was signed up by a record company. Suddenly, Burke came into the room. Soon, the room was full of Burkes. I'm Amos, he grated and shot his cups. They fell to the floor. Several Rolling Stones appeared. What's all this, they mimed? Then a Rolling Stone gathered Amos and they left, chewing. He began to sing at me. Sweat broke out on my brow. On and on he whined. Soon he finished the wine and waved the bottle at me. Lennon and McCartney shall hear of this, I shouted. They have a battalion of 2,000 songs on the alert.
We've kidnapped Matt Monroe, he barked.
I patted him and gave him a folk biscuit. He chewed and choked on the last piece. Two engineers recorded him choking and it shot to number one before they finished sticking the labels on. Suddenly, the Bachelors, followed by Ken Dodd, rushed into the room. If anybody records, we've got them covered, they harmonized.
Hey, Joe, screamed Dobby. We've unearthed a bloody valerius plot. But hey, stand against the giddy wall, Mrs. While I pour molten lead down the back of your trousers. I shall now sing the river of tears is my happiness.
And surrendered immediately. I climbed up the charts back to daylight. The world was saved from folk. What would my next assignment be? Home ran. I picked it out of the dustbin and spoke. Ho-ho, top 10 here.
Get up to Liverpool, Whack. There's been a revival. Ringo's son's just cut his teeth. On a disc.
My name is Bob. Licensed to kill 2.5 minutes. Over and out.
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are in the throes of an all-radio obituary episode here tonight as we move along to the cleanup radio obituary for Greg Webster. He was the last surviving member of the funk music group, the Ohio Players. He was the original drummer and former leader of the band. Greg Webster just passed away at 84. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
She's here, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, thank you very much. Granny, they're expecting you. You're a little late, so come right this way. Start right in, okay?
What? Say it now.
Yes.
Say it now. Yes. Me and the Ohio Players gonna tell you about a worm. He's the funkiest worm in the world. Okay, say it, fellas.
There's a worm in the ground. Yes, it is.
When he comes out of it.
Yes, of course.
We do? Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Yes. All right.
You're welcome.
On to the radio obituary for Fred Paris, the co-founder of the famous doo-wop band The Five Satins and the writer of the smash hit In the Still of the Night. To this day, it remains the number one requested song of the doo-wop era. Fred Paris just passed away at 85. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
How much I want you love, but it's no lie. I'll love you till the day I die. When rain starts to start falling, fall on my eyes. And my heart starts to start calling, oh darling, can't you realize, realize, my baby, ooh, my baby.
Dance that you can do. you feel?
Remember,
gallon jug.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now we move to the radio obituary for Louis Anderson, the American stand-up comedian, actor, author, and game show host. He created the cartoon series Life with Louis, he wrote 4 books, and was the 4th game show host of Family Feud. For some of us here around the Bubbles in the Think Tank crib, our favorite appearance of Louis Anderson was in the FX comedy series Baskets, where he received 3 consecutive Primetime Emmy Awards for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series. Louis Anderson just passed away at 68. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
A comedian has brought me a great deal of pleasure whenever I've been in the United States. I'd like you to welcome, over from America, Mr. Louis Anderson.
Very nice to be here. I'm so happy. Listen, I can't stay long in between meals, so bear with me. Let me move this so you can see me. I love London. Everything in pounds. It's great. I live in California now, the worst place in the world for a fat person. There's only 3 of us. They have us on 8-hour shifts, though, so... I tried to get into the California living. I was at the beach. Every time I'd lay down, people would push me back into the water. Hurry up, he's dying. I was harpooned 6 times. I did get into that body surfing, though. Have you tried that? Oh, yeah, I get 10 or 12 people on here. And the bums down at the beach, always coming up to me. Hey, buddy, could you help me out with the sandwich? Well, sure, where is it? I mean, recognize me. What brought me to California were the Olympics. I don't know if you... Hula hoop contest. Still on. Tried every event. Tried the pole vault. Drove that sucker right in the ground. I did a good thing, though. I straightened out those uneven parallel bars. Sorry, I'm sweating, but if I don't, I'll explode. My favorite thing is when you go over to someone's house and you're fat. They go, oh, come on in, Louis, and sit down here on this concrete sofa. Or the reinforced steel garden furniture. Do what I do, head right for that wicker. I'm on a new diet now, though. I'm on Weight Watchers. But you know that 5 fish, 3 beef, and a liver? I didn't know that was a weekly deal. I gained 90 pounds the first week. Yeah, I'm always afraid that someday I'm going to wake up and food will be illegal for fat people. They'll take me to a fat people's prison. Bars 3 feet apart. Walls knee high. Imagine trying to start a riot with a little cup. Clang! Clang! Well, let's face it, if I didn't do these fat jokes, you guys would sit out there and go, do you think he knows he's that big? Like I woke up one morning, oh no. I'm from Minnesota there. I had a very strict upbringing. Maybe some of you had a strict father, like my kind of guy who didn't like people. We'd be in the car driving down the street. My dad would spot somebody walking down the street that was a little different. Oh, he'd slow that car down. Look at that. For crying out loud. Get my rifle. Or he would say things that made no sense. He'd be driving, you know, if I was the last person on Earth, some moron would turn left in front of me. And when he'd say that too, you'd always turn to your brother and go, wish he was, don't you? My dad, I heard that. You kids want to walk home from here? Well, yeah, we're in the garage. Don't get smart with me. When your parents would say that, don't get smart with me, weren't you always tempted to go, huh? How's this, Dad? Am I acting stupid enough for you? And then they would threaten you. I'll drive you 10 damn miles and drop you off. Don't forget, that's how far I had to walk to school every day. And your brother would chime in, and you didn't have any shoes either, did you, Dad? That's right, when I was a kid, they didn't even have children. I don't want to give you the wrong impression of my dad, though he never hit us. Carried a gun. He never shot us. He'd go, very effective. Huh? I loved hassling my dad. I had a younger brother. If you have a younger brother or sister, you know what I mean, because you never had to hit them. You just get up in the morning, go down to breakfast, look across the table, do this. You do that, you'll hear this every time. Mom, Louie's looking at me again. And you love that. Oh, is it against the law to look at people? Look at Mom, does this bother you? You keep it up. You keep it up, all of a sudden. Jesus, he home again today? I want to thank you for making me feel very much at home.
Now we have the radio obituary for Bruce Anderson. He was the guitarist and co-founder of the Indiana art rock band MX80, also known as MX80 Sound. He co-founded the band in 1974, put out their first studio release, the Big Hits EP, in 1976, and had the first full-length LP, Heart Attack, in 1977. It's the radio obituary for Bruce Anderson, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Work is hard, work is long. Work don't make me sing this song. Work is hard, work is long. Work don't make me sing this song. Work is hard, work is long. Work don't make me sing this song. Work is hard, work is long. Work don't make me sing this song.
Work is hard, work is hard. Work is long, but work don't make me sing this song. Hey, everybody has a got to work. Even the fat cats get a paycheck.
That's right, dude.
I work down at the newspaper. I take in the deaths. They call me the obit man. The other day I got a call from a lady who was quite upset. She said,
I report a death.
What was the name of the deceased?
I don't know.
And what was the age of the deceased?
I don't know.
Where did the deceased reside?
Shit, I don't know.
Oh, perhaps you can tell me where this man died. That may be true that you do not know this man's name or his age or where he resided and that he died in your arms. But my 22,000 readers are gonna wanna know a little bit more than that. Now, honey, what do you propose that I tell them?
Tell them this.
Tenderness.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Melinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. All radio obituaries all the time tonight, as we now turn to the radio obituary for Peter Robbins, the American child actor who gained national fame in the 1960s as being the first actor to voice Charlie Brown in the Peanuts animated specials. He started acting in films and television programs at the age of 7, appearing in The Munsters as Elmer, appearing in The F Troop, Get Smart, and Good Times, not the television show, but the Sonny and Cher film. It was at the age of 9 that he started providing the voice of Charlie Brown. He did 6 Peanuts television specials and then 1 movie, all of that happening between 1963 and 1969. He just passed away at 65. It's the radio obituary for Peter Robbins, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
If I knew then what I know now, I'd have done the same thing anyhow.
When I was just a lad of 2, the only thing I had to do was to run to the meadows and feel the sun for the world.
INDISPENSIBLE. Indispensable. Irresistible. IRRESISTABLE. Irresistible. Repetition. REPETION. Repetition. Development. 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 Ingenious. INGENUOUS.
Fuss budget. FUSSBUDGET. Fuss budget.
Hey, how'd he know that word?
Irremediable. IRREMIDABLE. Irremediable.
Hey, there's only 2 left.
And one of them is Charlie Brown.
Hooray! Yay! Woo!
Get a boy, Charlie Brown. You can do it.
We, the stage, TV, nothing will stop us.
Disastrous. D-I-S-A-S-T-R-O-U-S. Disastrous.
Yay, Charlie Brown! Hang on there!
Occurrence. O-C-C-U-R-R-E-N-C-E. Occurrence.
It's Charlie Brown's turn. If he gets this one and the other kid misses, why, he could be the winner.
Come on, Charlie Brown, you can do it!
Incompetent. I-N-C-O-M-P-E-T-E-N-T. Incompetent.
Hooray! Charlie Brown is doing it! Hooray!
I think he's gonna do it! Hooray! My future is assured!
You think he'll do it, Schroeder?
I hope so. If the other kid misses this next one, Charlie Brown wins.
Come on, Charlie Brown!
You can do it, Charlie Brown!
Leisure. L-E-I-S-U-R-E. Leisure.
The word is beagle?
Oh, boy. That's an easy one. That's his dog. He'll get that one easy.
Charlie Brown's at the threshold of being the champion speller.
Beagle. Beagle.
Yay, yay, yay!
B-E-A-G-E-L. Beagle.
Now we have the radio obituary for Ralph Emery, the American country music disc jockey and television host from Nashville, Tennessee. He gained national fame hosting the syndicated television music series Pop Goes the Country from 1974 through 1980, then going on to the Nashville Network television program Nashville Now. He was a late-night disc jockey on Nashville's WSM. I used to hear him when I was a kid, because that country music show could be heard over most of the eastern and central U.S. Ralph Emery just passed away at 88. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Every night in the alley when the moon was high, a big tough cat came strutting by. Claws on his paws were like a tenpenny nail, and everybody knew you didn't step on the tail of Big Tom. After daylight, nobody knew where he went, but everybody knew he didn't pay no rent. When he passed by, everyone made a little bow. If you spoke at all, you just said meow to Big Tom. Some say he came from Tin Pan Alley, where he got in a fight over a puss named Sally. Cat fur flew, and after a little, that stray cat's hide wouldn't string a fiddle. Big Tom. Then came the night on a one-way street, when they heard the rumble of four big feet. A great big bulldog grinning wide left them all paralyzed, side by side, except Tom.
Big Tom, Big Tom, top, top cat. Meow.
Now everyone knew their leader was brave. Not one doubted that he'd be saved. They knew that once Tom made his play, that bulldog wouldn't see the light of day. Big Tom. While the rest of them stood there frozen in fear, Big Tom grabbed a mouthful of bulldog's ear. They found Big Tom's body after the clash, under 49 cats in a barrel of trash. Big Tom. Through the beets and the coffee grounds, the watermelon rinds and the bozo clowns. When they reached the cabbage and the apple cores, they all knew they just couldn't do no more for Big Tom.
that worthless can. Just left this note for the garbage man. When you pass by here, remove your hat, for at the bottom of this can lies a tough top cap.
Big Tom!
WMFO in Medford Stereo.
On to the radio obituary for Classy Baloo, the guitarist who made his recording debut on Boozoo Shavis's first single,